This is St. Louis Public Radio. 1 year ago, local musician Lewis Wall decided to record and produce an album that pairs St. Louis-born with immigrant musicians. That album is called The Texas Room Nonfiction because the studio where the recording began is on Texas Avenue in South St. Louis. Wall told St. Louis Public Radio's Willis Ryder Arnold that the songs try to answer the question, what's the St. Louis music scene really like?
It's really hard to answer because I knew what my culture looked like, but I couldn't speak on anybody else's, you know, musical world in St. Louis. There was just so much stuff going on that I had no idea about. I got asked that question a lot, and I decided to go find out and decide who my neighbors were. I know there's probably 15 to 20 different countries represented by individuals. The languages range from anywhere from Spanish to Swahili.
One of the songs that I thought was the most ambitious was the October song, Tora, Tora, Tora. There's French, Arabic, and English on that track. How do you approach bringing together like that many different languages and styles?
Honestly, I felt a little insecure about it being in different languages at first, but you know, the lyrics are printed out on the CD, so you'll be able to kind of follow along with the story and the narrative.
How did you make that selection?
Well, so any sort of cultural choices were all designed by the people that I worked with. Sometimes the thing that they were excited about was just, hey, here's my culture, here's what I grew up with, here's how I grew up singing, here's my music, let me show it to you.
How did you generate interest among both born and raised here St. Louisans and new St. Louisans?
I think it was a challenge just asking somebody out of the blue, hey, do you want to come in and start making some music? But I think once you start collaborating with somebody musically, it gets really familiar really quick.
So what was a moment that you felt really strongly like we are having this shared experience?
Yeah, I remember writing a song with Iraqi singer Khaled Hussein. I think I wrote the initial kind of chord progression and the beat pretty quickly, and being not quite sure how that would translate into his world and how he speaks and how he creates art. But sure enough, you know, he was able to write something that resonated with him after hearing the piece that I had done. You know, we come from opposite parts of the world, and we were able to kind of share the same emotional weight in one moment together. It felt really nice. It's pretty easy to tell what, you know, that we all suffer, we all have joy, we all have really common themes that kind of thread through our lives.
What's one of the things that you thought was like the most fun about being involved in this complex project?
There was a really fun couple of moments with the kids in Audrey and Her Treasures. It was a great moment where these kids were listening to their voices recorded for the first time. They just lost their minds about it. I think you're a kid and you're kind of getting your bearings in life and you're just kind of figuring it all out, and to know that you kind of exist suddenly, you know, and I think that's a really powerful thing. You hear adults on the radio all the time and adults are on CDs and the music you're listening to, and finally, you know, you're 7 or 8 and you somehow are on that same level.
So what surprised you most about working on this project?
I took a dose of humility with this project, which was great.
When you say you took a dose of humility, what do you mean?
Working with so many excellent musicians really allowed me to take a step back and let the ship kind of steer itself. Hopefully this will kind of go down as a testament to how we can communicate with our neighbors, even through language barriers, social barriers, and such like that.